Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Are you kidding me? Harry Reid is out of here as the Democratic leader. I'm about to say something nice about Harry Reid. I should have Todd saying, "Are you kidding me?" I'd have a lot of people saying, "Are you kidding me?" But that's all right. Hey, welcome. Happy Friday to you. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We have a boatload of things to cover today. What was this hornet's nest we unleashed yesterday over this woman that wanted to leave Hebron, Todd? What the heck is that? Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Now, I will say this. I think we know enough to know that there are there's either an exaggeration or a fabrication that is going on with the woman from Hebron and this story, based on an insane amount of feedback we've received from folks in Hebron, some on air, some off air, some in letters, some in emails, some in phone calls, and a whole lot of social media chatter about this. Bottom of this hour, we're going to chat with the Hebron City Council member, Stephen Dittus, who's going to respond to this mother. And also, I want to share some of the stories from people who said some very nice things about the neighborliness of Hebron. All right. So we're going to touch on that story and return to that as well. We have UND's athletic director, Brian Faison, joining us today on the program. He heads up the NCAA Hockey Tournament Committee, the selection committee. So we'll deal with why is it that the University of North Dakota hockey team is playing in Fargo rather than Grand Forks. But I tell you, it is, you know, if it can't be in a home arena, which it can't right now, it can't be home sites, this is going to be pretty darn cool tonight with 5,000-6,000 fans right on top of the ice, and they'll be largely UND fans. So they play Quinnipiac tonight, 7 o'clock, first game coming up here about 3:30, so we'll talk a little bit about that today on the program as well. Well, there's just so many things here. How about this? The Wall Street Journal is talking about the University of North Dakota's search for a new nickname. And the committee charged with recommending a new nickname to UND President Robert Kelly is asking you for suggestions. That's right, and we have about a month to do this. So I thought we should start today on the program with one caveat. I'll give you the rules here that they're going to require, the guidelines, if you will. But, you know, as much as I would love to be the Fighting Sioux, S-O-O, you know, it's not going to happen, right? You know, or SUE because of the whole, you know, NCAA lawsuit and everything else. So I would like to say, you know, suggest a name you could live with without the funny ones that we know have no chance of happening. Because I love them all, too, and I've heard them, and many folks have called the program with them. But I'm talking about, you know, look, let's be honest here, okay? This is a committee. It's going to decide three names. And by the way, it's chaired by a friend of mine, former great netminder at the University of North Dakota, Carl Gehring. Carl Gehring is the chair of this. You know, former University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux hockey player and a great guy, one of the assistant coaches now. We'll have him on in the near future. And there's some other folks in there. I used to be a Sioux booster. Lowell Schweigert, who's a longtime Sioux booster, is on the committee. There's some good folks there. But it's a committee. I mean, I don't envy them, okay? And ultimately, the president of the University of North Dakota has to pick the name, okay? And so there'll be an academic, you know, element to it. So what I'm saying is it won't be some connotation of the Fighting Sioux, unfortunately. That's really sad.
So you don't like my idea of naming the school after...
Well, I like
the
your
tribe,
idea.
Like Quinnipiac did. They named their school the Kinetic College of Commerce after the tribe.
It's been tough enough dealing with the nickname change. Can you imagine changing the name of the school?
I know, and it's not going to go over. I know. I just thought what irony we would end up coming up with, that we would end up playing somebody who actually changed the name of their school as their workaround.
No, I agree, and I love the discussion, and it's another one of those fun ideas, but it's just not going to happen. I'm just being realistic. In my opinion, it's not going
to
happen. Right?
You're right, it's not. You have to admit, though, it sounds cooler to be playing Quinnipiac tonight than playing the Connecticut College of Commerce tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like a really small school, doesn't it?
What Todd's talking about is they changed their name to the name of the namesake tribe, the name of the school.
Right. Back in 1951.
And so if UND did that, NCAA couldn't help.
Yeah, University of Fighting Sioux.
I mean, they couldn't help isn't the right word. They couldn't stop it.
That does pose a good question. Do they have any jurisdiction there? They obviously do over nicknames, but do they have any jurisdiction of the name of the school? Or would they just dig in their heels and say, we're not going to let you play in any of our sports with a name like that? Forget it.
The school name will not change. Let's just be honest. So I don't want to spend any time on it. All right.
A man can have a dream.
Yes, I hear you. I'm with you. We'll give you the full criteria in a moment as well. Let me say something nice about Harry Reid, okay?
Wait. I need to make sure I'm sitting down for this. I never thought I'd hear you say those words.
Harry Reid is really good at what he does. All right? He's really, really good at what he does. Now, he does it for a different team. Okay? He is a left-wing liberal extremist. Okay, there's no two ways about that, okay? That's who Harry Reid is. So I don't like what he does, but how he does it is very effective. And I think, he's a very, very good political leader in the United States Senate. So, I mean, I'm not going to miss the guy. I hope history reminds him as some words I probably shouldn't say on the radio. I dislike his politics vehemently, but he's a political master. I'm going to say that about him. And I think conservatives could learn to fight more like him. Now, some of you may say, well, that's crazy. Because then you're no better than them. If you fight dirty like he fights, then I'm saying to advance the political causes we believe in, look, that's the arena. And this guy he'd roll over his own mother to get a vote done or stop a vote. So in my mind, while I detest his politics, I think he can be fairly called, but I can say kind about him. He's a political master, and I think Mitch McConnell and John Boehner could learn a little from him. It's just my take on the news that Harry Reid is leaving. Okay. So we also have the city of Mandan censoring Facebook comments related to an upcoming vote to increase the sales tax for the recreational facility vote they have coming up here in a month or so. They justify the decision, by the way, by stating state law prohibits the use of city services or property for political purposes. Okay, well, that is state law. You can't use a political subdivision services or property for political purposes. But my question is, since when is Facebook a city service or a property? Facebook owns Facebook, and people comment on it. It seems really thin-skinned on the part of the city of Mandan, if you ask me. I want to know whether you agree. And then the only other question we have is, will UND win their next four games and earn an eighth national championship? Phil Parker and I have decided that the answer is yes. For those of you that don't know, Phil Parker's from the K-Fire PMS morning show. He and I were talking about it about 8:40 this morning. We both feel it in our bones. So you agree with us? Is UND on the way to an eighth national title? All right, you found out what's on my mind. Now I don't want to know what's on yours. And tell me what you think the name should be for the University of North Dakota. Here's the criteria. Unique, recognizable, inspiring, and distinctly UNDs. Promote a sense of pride, strength, fierceness, and passion. Be representative of the state and region in a way that honors the traditions and heritage of the past, but also looks to the future. Be a unifying and rallying symbol. There's your criteria. Tell me what you think it ought to be. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's a free-for-all Friday. Are you kidding me, Friday? What has you saying, are you kidding me? If it's those topics, great. If it's something else, fine. Let's talk. Dan, on the road, listening to the program today. Dan, what's on your mind?
I have a comment about Mr. Reid. Only through truth and account. accountability. Harry Reid stood on the Senate floor and told lies about a political opponent. If he'd have done that 100 years ago, he'd have got run out on a rail and tarred and feathered. He has enriched himself and his family through his political position. He's a multimillionaire making $175,000 a year. And he is not an honorable man, in my opinion. I don't care how good a politician he is. If that's what you have to do to be a good politician, then I want nothing of
it. Yeah, no, I hear you there. I hear you there. I think I'm talking more about his skill sets as a majority and a minority leader than I am lying about folks. I think the guy, I've often questioned whether or not he's sane. I mean, some of the things he says and... What's that?
You know, I would not even shake the man's hand. He disgusts me because he's not an honorable man.
Right,
same way with Nancy Pelosi. But I feel the same way about Mitch McConnell and Tom. Because they're not honorable.
Yeah, we're losing.
Would you shake Scott's hand? Then.
Would you shake my hand? Oh, he cut off just in time. Mark and Bismarck, Andrew, traveling
I-94. You afraid of the answer there, Scott?
When we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All checkoff paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required forms and send them to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by noon on Friday, April 3rd. The council board of directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, two nominations for this vacancy and two nominations for alternate positions. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individual will begin serving a three-year term in December of 2015. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah, I guess I'd like UND's name changed to maybe the Renville Raiders after the Civil War unit that was headed up by Renville during the he was a Métis from the Wahpeton Sioux, so he was a mixed breed, and he actually helped raise a unit that defended the frontier during the Sioux uprising, and he also made a unit that fought in the Civil War, and he's also a traitor and helped build Renville County. Thank you.
Here come your fighting Renvilles! No? Does that work? I don't know. Add the fighting thing if I juice it up a little bit, but...
There you go.
Yeah, I do get a little worried about
the... Turned into a history lesson, you know? It's very valuable information there.
Yeah, of course, that was the fighting sooner, too, but don't get me going. We are brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can 81,000-plus jobs and the $43 billion in economic impact. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Dave, Travel 994, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Dave. Hey, I just wanted to say, Scott, I completely agree with you about Harry Reid. He is a despicable politician, but I completely agree with you that if some of the conservatives in Congress would utilize even some of his tactics to help push along our values and further along the course of liberty, I think our country would be closer to greatness. And I just wanted to say, big, big fan of the program. Keep it going. Much appreciate what you do for the area.
God bless you. We love that comment on a Friday. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you, Dave. Call again. Mark in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, I was wondering as far as a name for the UND sports, how about the Northwind?
The Northwind? Like the Northlanders?
Northwind, yeah.
Oh, Northwind. Northwind, yeah.
Yeah, the UND Northwind.
All right. Well, I'm looking here now. Let's see. Do be representative of the state and region in a way that honors the traditions and heritage of the past, but also looks to the future. Well, it's certainly we have a little bit of north wind up here, don't we? So it would tie in with the regional connotation. Yeah, exactly. So we have.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have the Renvilles and we have the Northwinders. Do you think opposing teams would make some sort of flatulence jokes there, Todd? I think we could have a little bit of trouble there. I don't know.
You know, we don't break the wind tonight. Yeah, you're right. That does kind of open doors, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. Sorry, folks. We digress. Andrea, on the road, traveling I-94, listening to What's On Your Mind. Tell us.
Hey, guys. I am on my way to Grand Forks today. I'm a big UND alum, so I have some ideas about the nickname. I think it should be the Boomers. The University of North Dakota Boomers.
The Boomers, which would represent what? What's a boomer?
Well, oil boom.
Okay.
Just the great things going on in the state. You know, we've got a population boom. We've got all kinds of growth and activity, and I think it would be a great name.
Be kind of a fun mascot too, wouldn't it? I mean, to get a get some kind of you know, like the Olympics. You know, what's a boomer look like? You get the big. I have a vision of the Michelin tire looking kind of person.
It would be lots of fun to do it, and you could just tie it into the entrepreneurial spirit of the state and the past and the present and the future. I think it would be just great.
Love it. All right. Now, did you know that the hockey game is in Fargo, not in Grand Forks? You're not mistakenly head to Grand Forks for a game that's in Fargo, are you?
Scott, I am on my way to Grand Forks to take in the Elizabeth Smart lecture on Monday night.
Oh, very good.
There we go.
She's going to be in Grand Forks speaking, part of the Delta Gamma Foundation lectureship in values and ethics. The Delta Gamma sorority in Grand Forks is sponsoring this lectureship series every 2 years. They bring in someone to speak, and Elizabeth Smart is the featured speaker Monday night, 7 o'clock at the Chester Fritz Auditorium, and it's open to the public, and I'm sure she'll be very inspirational.
Absolutely. Just an amazing story. This was a young girl that was kidnapped. Where was it again? Was it Utah?
It was somewhere in Utah, yeah.
West. And anyway, if you want to find out more about that, und.edu /calendar. Yeah. They have some information
there. You can find it, yeah.
All right, Andrea, thank you for listening, and thanks for the suggestion on the Boomers. Deb in Bismarck has a suggestion, too. Hey, Deb, what's on your mind?
My suggestion for UND name change would be the Rough Riders.
You know, it's hard pressed to find a name more identified with North Dakota than that, right? And a historic sense.
Yeah, and I think those guys that were the Rough Riders were kind of tough to beat when they went into San Juan. So
Yeah.
It has that I'm going to beat you thing.
The Roosevelt Rough Riders.
You ain't
going to
win.
Yeah, no kidding. No, that's I think Rough Riders is solid, no question about it. I mean, if you're going to look for a name that already exists rather than inventing something like Boomers, to me, Rough Riders would be a dandy in its connection to North Dakota.
I thought of another one with a German twist, the Valkyrie, but you can't pronounce it because it would be Valkyrie, Valkyrie.
What does it mean? What does Valkyrie mean?
Those were the Norse and German gods of war.
Oh, did not know that. I have a little German in me, too. Actually, quite a bit. Actually, on my mom's side, it was all German. Tilgis and Ditburner on my mom's side. So that's her maiden name.
Yeah, those are real German names.
Yeah, aren't they, though? Yeah, there were some Tilgises in North Dakota, too.
But the thing is you can't pronounce it right. So
no, you're right. Stick with the Rough Riders. Yep.
Yeah, I think that would,
Good
like
suggestion.
It.
Thank
Everyone's
you, Deb.
Are good. Thanks.
Appreciate you calling. Thanks very much. Hank in Watford City, one of the great cities in North Dakota. Hey, Hank, how are you?
I'm doing well. After hearing that comment of yours about Harry Reid, I got some heartburn, so I have to call you, my friend. Harry Reid is the most despicable politician in Washington. And I tell you what, after he said what he said, to further his political agenda or his political career, when we were in Iraq, I had sons in Iraq at the time, and he said, the war is lost. I have absolutely no respect, and I hope no politician, whether Democrat, Independent, or Republican, would ever follow that example. That is the worst thing that I have ever seen a politician do, or any politician, several of them do, but that, use our men and women in uniform to further, whether it be a political agenda or your personal political agenda, is repulsive to me. So I cannot stand Harry Reid. I want to say something positive too here. I'm from Arizona, been here almost a year. The most beautiful thing about North Dakota is your sunrise. I love North Dakota sunrises. I know that's probably a terrible name for a sports team, but I love your sunrise.
Oh yeah, there'd be. You're absolutely right. I had a friend of mine who came out here, actually writes for National Review, Jay Nordlinger, just a gem of a guy, and took him on a tour of the Bakken a couple of years back. And as we were driving, he said one time, just out of the clear blue, he said, "Your sky is so big here. It's so big." And, of course, this is a guy that spends time in New York City, right? So you don't see the sky. You see a little stretch of sky between the buildings. And he just said, I think, gosh, we take that for granted. But I'm with you on the sunrises. They are awesome. Hank, thanks for the call. And appreciate Lennon Fargo, Larry and Lincoln. More of your calls as we come back on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Say it again. Find out who owns the Sioux Railroad name and see if we can use it. Have the Fighting Sioux and have an old steam locomotive for the mascot and call it the Fighting Sioux again. If that doesn't work, maybe we could draw on some more ethnic backgrounds. We could be the Fighting Swedes or the Fighting Norwegian or the Fighting Germans here. Or maybe the Fighting Kraut.
Fighting Kraut.
The German connection going again. I love his idea.
All right.
I mean, I love it. I just think it's not realistic because it would force the university to sort of replace Fighting Sioux with Fighting Sioux in a cutesy kind of way. And I like it. I mean, I think it's a great idea, and I think you could, I really, really like it. I do, because I think you could in some way honor the past and also tie it legitimately to the railroad. But I just don't think it has any chance of happening. And maybe I'm giving up too easy, because, the trust me, the sound of the Fighting Sioux is something near and dear to my heart, without question. It is amazing. So, let's see, we got a few others here off here, and then we'll get to Len and Fargo. Welcome others at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're also going to be joined here in a little bit by Hebron City Council member for the rest of the story on that little dust-up we told you about yesterday. Family looking for funds to leave town, claiming an insane amount of harassment had been foisted upon them. Let's see here. David Beulah says, I think the new UND name should be the Fighting Sioux, S-U-E, with the mascot of a beautiful blonde Viking woman brandishing a shield and sword. Oh, Nick from Jamestown says, how about the Fighting Farmers for the name? Hard to argue against that one, too.
Yeah.
Given our agriculture heritage in this state, I don't know if that connotates... a name that's going to put the fear into the opposing team.
So what do you use for a logo on the helmet, then?
A big tractor.
Okay. Had a little image of Mon Pa Kettle and holding the pitchfork.
Make Case IH tractors right here in this great state,
Oh, there you go. All right.
A little bit of red iron, though. That's right. It's red iron. How would that work?
Red iron.
And then the green and gold is... Yeah, actually, there's John Deere presence in North Dakota as well. Valley City and... Phoenix International and Fargo, so, some possibilities there on the egg side. Thank you. Let's go to Len in Fargo. Len, you're next on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Good morning, Jake. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
I don't aim this at the students or the athletes as much as I do at the administration. But with North Dakota being a big pasta state and all the wheat that's grown in the pasta plants, how about the limp noodles?
Oh. Yeah. Seriously. Now, maybe you didn't hear at the beginning of the program, we would appreciate suggestions that have a chance of getting across the finish line.
Oh, I think that would be fantastic. It would be appropriate and fantastic.
What do you mean it would be appropriate now? Are you a Bison fan? You're using this as an example to diss the Sioux? Is that what you're up to or what?
No, it's not aimed at the students or the athletes. You know, administration, the spine list, the
athletes. Oh, I got it. Here we go. Now we get to the bottom.
Yeah. My primary reason for calling, though, is the air crash. You know, I was reading a story last night, and they said that you can't really say that what the pilot did was suicide, but they didn't have the proper term for it. You know, wouldn't this go down as one of the worst mass murders in world's history committed by one person? I don't understand. I have not heard a single person call it what I feel it is, and that's mass murder. If there were 142 or 144 passengers and 6 flight crew, total of 150 people, he murdered 149 people at one time. And I don't understand why nobody's calling it that. And the second question, I've not flown commercial airlines in probably 20 to 25 years. So I've not been on a commercial airliner since 9/11. I'm 6'1", about 350 pounds. If you were to rush one of these aircraft doors from 10 to 15 feet away, just see police knocking down reinforced doors with battering rams all the time, handheld battering rams. Are these doors so strong that a big guy rushing it can't knock it open?
I think post 9/11 they are, and they wouldn't have a battering ram, obviously, on a plane. So you just
they wouldn't have a battering ram, but you use your body as a battering ram. I would think, you know, if I got a 20-foot run at something and slammed into it, I mean, that would have to be one heck of a door, you know, to not, you know, break into pieces. But I don't know. In my opinion, you kill 149 people at one time, you're a mass murderer, and I just don't understand, you know, why nobody is calling it that.
It's all of that for sure, but I would also say that's what happened on 9/11, so it's not unprecedented, you know, it's identical, you know, scenario there where that was, you know, those pilots knew what they were doing. They were murdering everybody in that plane, and so I would argue that was the worst case of it, but that doesn't make what happened this week any less offensive. It's awful. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Where is St. John, North Dakota? Raymond, can you tell me?
Yeah, that's up by north of Dunseith.
Got it. All right. Well, good to hear from you from St. John today. What's on your mind?
Yeah, we got a good name for the fighting Sioux. They should be called the Sky Chiefs. There's a little history behind that. The Sky Chief is the actual person who handed over that honest aid. He would be the eagle that helped save the Civil War. And he was a Native American and Chippewa Sioux combined.
I like it, although I think you'd have some folks at the NCAA raise their eyebrows again a little bit. But I like it because you have UND's connection to aerospace sciences, right? And you've got the historic flavor to it. So, yeah, that's a good one. Raymond, thank you for the contribution. Appreciate it very much. Todd, you got another one from a listener?
Well, although Bismarck has a team by the same name, but she brings up a great point. Thanks to the skid steer of the same name, the Bobcats.
Yeah, maybe you could get them to pay big bucks for the naming rights. Even.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
that's another great idea.
Get Doosan to buck up some of those dollars. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Tom and Hedinger, what's on your mind, Tom?
My two bits would be call it the Lancers. The Native Americans used the lance for hunting, and they could even kill a buffalo with it, and fed their family, clothed them, and provided housing. In addition, they used it in war, and as a sign of bravery, they would often stick a lance into a piece of their clothing, and that way they couldn't run. They'd have to sit there and fight it out with their enemy. So my two bits would be Lancer.
All right, thanks. Good to hear from Hedinger today. Jim in Webster, South Dakota, real quick, what's your comment, Jim? You're next.
Hey, Scotty, how you doing? Just wanted to say
What do you think, Scott, if the Republican leadership would adopt some of the policies of Harry Reid and really start showing some backbone and standing up to some of this foolishness and really showing the people that they represent something? Don't you think that there would be overwhelming support and their poll numbers would just go straight through the roof rather than caving every other day?
It would help with the base, not his policies, but his tactics. That's where I'm complimentary of him. All right, I mean, he's a political master at maneuvering it. And look, here's what he does. He's a street fighter. Now I think he's a jerk, and I don't like what he stands for. But he's a street fighter, and I think that's what we as conservatives want to see more of from Republicans. I think that's why I've asked the question today on the program. Sounds like you agree.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he's right in there with Obama. Obama's the same way. I mean, it's just. We don't have anybody fighting on our side, and that's why, people are really lukewarm to a lot of the GOP candidates, some of the strategies that, you got to show some mantle and some strength and show that you're really standing up for the people. And I just think that the GOP would do themselves a tremendous amount of good if they show they have a little backbone and just caving all the time. And, if we're going to shut down the government, we'll shut down. Why is the Homeland Security still not shut down? It should be, Nobody know the difference out here. And just show some stamina.
One online commenter, Christine, says he fights dirty and with lies and deception. Don't want Republicans to be anything like him. So not everybody agrees with us, Jim, but appreciate the call very much. We brought you a story yesterday about a woman from Hebron, North Dakota, by the name of Farah D'Amica. She claimed in an online fundraising site, GoFundMe, that her and her husband, who she said was an Army veteran, and their five children were living in Hebron, North Dakota, and were being insanely harassed, an insane amount of harassment that they had endured. We posted the story online and mentioned it on the air, and I have been inundated with people. And I have to say, about 99-1, folks have said, boy, either we live in Hebron and love it and we're new here and they're wonderful to us, or, hey, I know those folks and I don't think that's true. And, literally, we've got a few examples. I just asked the question, okay, are we neighborly? Does stuff like this happen? And the answer I got overwhelmingly was no, specifically on her case and just life in Hebron, because I didn't want this to be the last word on Hebron. We asked our next guest to come tell us a little bit about what was happening there. Stephen Dittus is a member of the city council in Hebron. Stephen, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for
being on your show.
Yeah, thanks for taking a little time to visit with us. Am I saying your last name right? Is it Dittus?
Yes, that's
correct. Great. So, Stephen, first of all, what do you know of this particular situation and this woman? I mean, I know you were checking into it a little bit when you first heard about this, and boy, I've heard nothing of the sort. Have there been any complaints filed by this family, or is this a discussion point in the community?
Well, it's just that I haven't heard about anything about this until yesterday. A lot of people have been talking about it, and kind of first it's come to our attention. And talking to our city auditor and even local sheriff, and no complaints have ever been filed on this. It's so surprising to me to actually hear this. Everything the feedback I've gotten from everyone that's moved to town, newcomers and native Hebronites, it's all been positive. And kind of what I've gathered from this is that it's an isolated incident maybe with neighbors, and I would wish that it would have come to our attention earlier that they'd have taken the steps to file a complaint, a formal complaint with the city, or, if there's been any kind of vandalism like that, it should have been, filed with the sheriff's department. And to my knowledge, it's never been, nothing like that's ever been filed.
I should mention that I have reached out to this family and invited them to come in and explain some of what's happened and not getting a response. And also, we should also note that GoFundMe is a place where you put a particular, story up in hopes of getting people to donate money to you for a cause. So it's quite possible there's some embellishment here to try and get some funds. So we should note that as well. More with Stephen about the real Hebron when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better. Look for the red, white, and blue and fill up. They connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you get choice at the pump and great deals all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. I love the 4 for $4 deal. That's where you get a personal pan, hot stuff pizza, two cookies, plus your choice of coffee or soda, 20-ounce soda or coffee, four items for $4. Choice of cookies, too. What kind of pizza you like? It is fantastic. A single-item pizza, two cookies, coffee or soda, 4 for $4 at PetroServe USA locations. Here's another great deal all month long. Deli Express Big Chuck Sandwiches, $2.89 to $3.59. The Cattleman, $2.89. The Trade Winds Teaser, only 69 cents. Hershey Assorted Mini King Size Bars, two for $2.50. Or the Jack Links, the Squatch Sticks, are 99 cents at a PetroServe USA location near you. Stop in and see them. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Jeff from Bismarck wants the Thunder to be the UND nickname. I don't know. Oklahoma City might call. Say, hey, wait a minute. That's our name. We'll take more of your suggestions at 800-228-0550.
Thunder.
I know. 701-258-0550. Hey, 1981 Chevy Scottsdale pickup. Remember those? That was actually the first vehicle for who works for Heedalls in Williston. And I love talking to guys from Heedalls. You know, Heedalls has it. You need the part, they've got it. To, you know, filters to, you name it. Williston location of Heedalls where it is a busy time up there. I mean, and they can get you anything from everyday cars to big rigs. They got oil field guys out there. Three full-time delivery drivers that just go from morning, noon, and night to get the parts out there. And, you know, by the way, Josh is ASE certified as well, as many of the good folks at Hedolls are, General Auto Mechanics and Auto Parts in his part. But they're all car guys. They just know it. So they're passionate about serving their customers and really love working with them day in and day out. Josh, the family man, got a son and a daughter, ages 6 and 8, so young kids, and just loves working for Hedolls, loves working for the customers there day in and day out. Just one of the many good folks. The secret weapon for Hedolls, as Dick Hedoll says, is the good people that take care of you day in and day out, wherever you are, in eastern Montana, throughout North Dakota, western Minnesota, South Dakota, too. Hedolls has it. Not only the parts, but also the great folks to take care of you. Continuing our conversation now with Stephen Dittus, who is a city council member in Hebron, North Dakota. And so we got the lowdown on on this particular situation. And the bottom line is, you know, whether any of these incidents happen or not, it's not been reported to the authorities. We can say that much, right, Stephen?
Right.
And I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
No, go ahead.
The other thing I just want to talk to you about, I really felt like this story getting out there and getting some buzz was, not fair for Hebron. But on the other hand, if I look at some of the stories, I am just absolutely amazed about the outpouring of support and folks saying, no, let me tell you what Hebron's really like. So from your perspective, what's Hebron really like?
That's correct. Hebron still has that small town hospitality and like most of North Dakota always has been. The dynamic of the state is changing with the oil field and a lot of energy production and new people coming in. But Hebron's kind of uniquely positioned that, you know, we're on the edge of a lot of job opportunities, but we're still far enough away from it that we can maintain that small town atmosphere, and we welcome small families coming in. That's how a community grows and flourishes. And it saddens me to think that anyone would take that kind of a negative view of this town. Like I said, like you were saying, the responses that people have had has been quite contrary to what she has said.
Here's a good example. Rachel writes, I've lived in Hebron for 5 years. My husband works in the oil industry. We love it here. And so does everyone else I've talked to. It's a small town and only one person even knows who this particular woman is because they bought something from her on a garage sale page. Her neighbors don't even know her. So from my experience here, I guess she's just wanting money and attention. But obviously telling a very different story about, actually living there. Renee says, I've lived in Hebron for 4 years. My husband works for an oil industry, as do many of the other families here. The things this person is claiming is just not true. The people here have been very welcoming and wonderful, and my family has made many friends here. Shame on her for her slander on such a great small North Dakota town and its people. And it's just one after another like that of telling those stories, and relatively newcomers. By the way, has there been a lot of folks that are commuting, for lack of a better term, up to the oil patch from Hebron, Stephen?
Yes, we have a few families in town that do that, and also other jobs that are around. You know, we've got the coal and gas industry up in Beulah, and people commute to the power plants, and so yeah, it's a great community, and people recognize it for the small town atmosphere that we have. It's a safe place to raise your kids And that's what we want. You know, we want people to view it as that, and we want this town to be that way. We would, as a city council member, we would do everything that we can to extend a hand to help this family out. And I would just wish that this would come to light sooner, that, you know, before it would fester to this point. And if there's anything we can do that, you know, please contact the city. Our city auditor, or even to any one of us council members individually, and we'll do what we can to help this family. I'm just sorry that, you know, if they've had any negative feedback on this town, that, you know, it's just unfortunate.
Yeah, it's and we've even heard there's people posting that live next door. That are, you know, just saying, well, here's Chris. I live right next to her, moved in right around the same time they did, and haven't had anything been done to us or harassed. People here are very nice and welcome others in. Shauna says she's never reported anything to law enforcement or the small town city auditor for investigation. They've distanced themselves with childish and immature acts that they are now feeling the repercussions of, so now they're crying harassment. That's a total fraud. So just a very different story. But I think most important here, obviously, Hebron's a great place to live, and really fun to see folks just giving an outpouring of support for a great small town. Stephen, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much.
All right. Thank you.
5 before the hour. Come back with more of your calls. Plus, UND Athletic Director Brian Faison before the end of the program. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? It has a patented interlocking fill and adjusts to any sleep position. MyPillow stays cool, so there's no tossing and turning. They are machine washable and dryable, just like your favorite pair of blue jeans. And they are non-allergenic. MyPillow will not go flat. There is a 10-year warranty and a 60-night money-back guarantee, less shipping and handling. Get the pillow Scott sleeps on. Right now, MyPillow is offering 2-for-1 pillows. That is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028. That's 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Once again, that is a savings of 50% off when you call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.